on capetalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DStv channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
You know, out of some terrible news or terrible things going on in the country, once in a while, your body is given the soothing water it needs with some good news. And of course, Marcel Duplessis is here to give us just that. You know, some good news. Marcel, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you're listening at home. This is the voice of Marcel Duplessis, who is the fundraising and communications manager at the Mzananda Animal Clinic out in College, the non-profit animal hospital that serves up to 1,000 pets per month. I mean, they have to deal with so many issues. They have to deal with the fact that they've got so many misconceptions. And one of those is that people that are living in informal settlements should not own pets. And yeah, despite the many challenges that they face and the College community, you know, Mzananda Clinic strives to go above and beyond the call of duty to help the four-legged residents in the area. Oh my goodness, Marcel, when I first heard about this, I thought to myself, I need to hear more about this. But tell us a bit about the Mzananda Animal Clinic.
Well, yes, it's actually our 23rd year of existence this year. So we've been around for a little while. And what we offer is pretty much any service for the pets of Khayelitsha and the surrounding communities. So we have a hospital, a theater, consultation rooms, an animal ambulance, mobile clinics, and then, of course, we focus on a lot of education in the community as well.
How does it work? How does it work, Marcel? I mean, is it a question of someone can call you, you go pick up, or people bring the animals to you? And I'd imagine some people who have the animals can't afford it. So, you know, how much would they have to pay?
Yes, so we are open 6 days a week, and people are able to bring their pets to us. Of course, not everyone in the community has transport. So that is pretty much the reason why we're there as well, because the community doesn't have access or can't afford private veterinary care. So in those cases, people can call our ambulance and we can go and collect the pets from them. And yes, as you mentioned, it is in a community where there's a lot of poverty, so we are not able to obviously ask for private veterinary funds. But what we do encourage is for people to make either a small donation or we charge R100 for a consultation. So very often people will bring their pets and they'll need quite long-term operations or even orthopedic operations. And we only charge R150, where it would cost us anything from 350 to even R6,000 to perform that type of operation for them.
I imagine then just going beyond the four-legged lifelong friends, but I imagine that you're also contributing to job creation in the community.
Yes, absolutely. It's very, very important for us to work with the community, in the community. It's about empowering people to understand their pets and also to create their own little jobs around that. So specifically at our clinic, we have around 23 staff members, and the majority, I'd say about 80% of our staff members are from the local community. So they've come in as volunteers, they've been trained by our veterinary team, and now they are theater assistants, kennel carers, hospital assistants. They have absolutely great knowledge, and that's something we really take pride in.
To you listening at home, it is 11 minutes before we get to 5 o'clock. You're listening to the voice of Marcel Duplessis, Head of Fundraising and Communication at Mzananda Animal Clinic out in College, is joining you to tell you about the good work that they do out there in the community. And my, I am smiling as I'm speaking to her. Marcel, you put a strong focus on community empowerment. What more does that entail?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, there is this conception that people in townships are not really supposed to have animals. So there's the idea that because people are poverty stricken, that they cannot love animals. And what we've noticed over the couple of years that we've been around is how the mindset is changing towards animals. So once when they were just objects or just looking after the home, now they're becoming friends. And of course, they're still looking after the home, but they can stay inside, they go for walks, they even sometimes sleep on people's beds. So we're seeing a great change in the actual mindsets of people. But how that's empowering people is that we have this belief that when you're able to look after a pet, you start looking after yourself better and your surrounding better. So even for children, when they have a dog to look after, they're learning things like respect and responsibility and compassion, friendship, all those things that you don't always get access to. So it's a very much people development by looking after an animal as well.
You know, Marcel, I know I'm taking us a bit off topic here, but just to add on to what you're saying, I remember watching a documentary. I'm not sure it was Deep Rural Limpopo or the Eastern Cape, where they were talking to the fact that social workers were trying to introduce pets with traumatized individuals, and this seemed to have been helping. So these are people who have next to nothing, but, you know, it just does help to have the animals next to them. So I suppose I'm just trying to allude to the fact that I do understand what you're saying, and I certainly do agree with it. So how do you involve, though, your four-legged friends in all of this?
Well, they are very much the center of our focus, especially for the education section or the empowerment section. We're trying to start with the children, of course, because the children have these amazing abilities of just soaking up information and such a willingness to learn and to change and to, you know, teach their friends about things. So during the school holidays, we actually have got such a horde of children coming to visit and to volunteer that we've had to make schedules because they all arrive on one day and they want to come and help and volunteer. So during that time that they're with us, they get to spend time with the animals, they're brushing, they're bathing, and through that, obviously, we're chatting to them and educating. And this is really helping them to understand what an animal is about. And what we've noticed is that many children are the ones who are starting to look after the animals at home. So they are coming to bring the animal for treatment or come to buy food or bring them for vaccinations. So if we're empowering those little minds, it's very special because they're going to grow up and teach this to their other friends as well.
So once again, I do want to revisit that because you mentioned that people can also donate. I mean, do you use volunteers? And if you do, how would they get a hold of you?
Yes, we absolutely do. People are very welcome to come to our actual physical site to donate, to help with the animals. We have a little stray unit with dogs and cats, and most of the time they really just need some love. So people can come and sit with them and brush them and play with them. That's very much needed. And then we also have a team of volunteers who help with various things at events, to do admin, to do home checks for new adoptions. And yeah, it would be fantastic if we could grow that team as well. So the best way to get involved is probably to just pop us an email, which is on info@mzananda.co.za. And you spell that MDZANANDA.
Wonderful. Listen, Malbongwe, our technical producer here, he also stays out there. He's asking about Guy Fawkes, things such as Guy Fawkes Day celebrations, you know, with the crickets and all of that. I don't know, because maybe you are in the area. Are you finding that the community sometimes listens to you, organizations such as yours, when it comes to, you know, toning it down with the fireworks?
It's definitely become better. There's going to be cases and not everyone's going to change, but we can see it's getting slightly less and less over the years. So hopefully the education and the information we're giving is assisting in that.
Listen, before we let you go, Marcel, is there any message that you'd like to leave with the Cape Talk listeners?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing is, if you're living outside of a township, we often find people who are very judgmental and can kind of say very nasty things. And what we would like to encourage is for people to come and visit us, spend a day in the life of Nzinanda, come and see what we do, and you'll really have such a wonderful eye-opening experience, which will probably change your entire view of animals and people in the township.
Marcel, thank you so very much for the good work that you do for us and for our communities.
Thank you. It's all because of people like the public who help us to do that.
Oh, fantastic. Marcel du Plessis, head of fundraising and communications at Nzinanda Animal Clinic. Imagine that, an oasis. Just some lovely news so early in the morning.